This is Bex Prowse recording my article, Moving Pictures, Last Order Final Fantasy VII, for GameGrin.com. Last Order Final Fantasy VII is an OVA, original video animation, that was heavily inspired by the mobile game Before Crisis Final Fantasy VII. In Before Crisis, there was a significant focus on the Turks, but because it only came out in Japan, I don't have much information on it. However, because of that, we do end up getting more of a Turk-orientated point of view than they originally planned. Initially, Last Order was going to focus solely on Zack, and while Zack does have a significant role, it's more interesting to look at Tsung's insight, especially when we consider how Tsung behaves in the mainline titles and in the Remake series. Of course, Final Fantasy VII Remake and Rebirth weren't even serious thoughts back when Last Order was made. In fact, Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII had yet to be released, as this OVA came out in 2005. In the anime, we see more of Tsung's dilemma about how they're chasing Zack and Cloud after saving them. He struggles with how Shinra responded to the Nibelheim incident, but nonetheless does his job. It's why I've always had some interest in Tsung as a character, because his character in both Crisis Core and Last Order is so different from how he is in the original and in the Remake series. Plus, it gave us more insight into Zack before Crisis Core was released, and I appreciate that. If I'm honest, watching Last Order on YouTube was one of the ways that I really got into Final Fantasy VII, along with Advent Children. While it's not all that accurate to the Nibelheim incident in the main game, it actually works as a great way to get new fans interested. It was because of this OVA that I got so invested in Zack's story, and because of it, I remember being purely hyped when they announced Crisis Core on the PSP all those years ago. Animated by Studio Madhouse, it features an all-star cast including Takahiro Sakurai, who is still Cloud to this day, Junichi Sawabe, and Kenichi Suzumura, Cloud, Tsung, and Zack, to name a few. As Last Order was never released in the UK, as far as I know, it was released as an addition to the special edition of Advent Children in Japan and in North America. While the art style focuses on what one can expect from Tetsuya Nomura, with each character resembling his artwork more than anything, I can't say that I didn't enjoy it. In the anime, Zack is on the run from the Turks with Cloud, and Tsung, while sending the Turks out for them, considers the effect of the Nibelheim incident from 5 years earlier. Although not the most canon, especially with how Sephiroth takes Jenova's head and throws himself into the reactor, leaving Cloud after impaling him, it's hard not to appreciate the fight itself. I remember how much I appreciated the action here, even though all my context must have come from Advent Children and Wikipedia. Over the years, Last Order hasn't been treated as canon due to the way it differs from the game, but when you look at it from an outside perspective, it's still a fun experience. If it's treated as a standalone, I can confirm you'll want to play the games to find out more about each character. However, due to the fan backlash at the time, the team on Crisis Core did what they could to not take inspiration too much from the OVA. So, would I recommend you watch it? Well, from a nostalgic perspective, I definitely recommend it. But if you're incredibly keen on canon events, I wouldn't bother unless you want to separate it from the mainline games.